mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's the man who found the American flag. He thought it was a woman in a red dress trapped under rubble. He was there day one, breathed the gas, the fumes, the asbestos. He has asbestosis, as many of the firefighters and policemen do. He was a major, U.S. Army. He went down to Ground Zero and was there for much of the cleanup, but he was there day one, and he's the guy. I remember when I saw this guy on stage, when I was at the church with all these emergency workers, men, women, Air Force officers, firefighters, you name it. When I saw him up on stage, I said, I've seen that guy over and over again, all over national TV, with Bush literally patting him on the head. Well, Greg Palast has an arrest warrant, BBC reporter, for showing a FEMA camp and an Exxon facility down in Louisiana. And, I mean, this is Nazi Germany, folks. This isn't a joke. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a sore throat. And Mr. McCormick is just a great patriot. He got up, he spoke about the dust they breathed, how mysterious it is, that it could be an inside job, that the equivalent of 40 floors turned into dust. And, Mike, I know you're hot. I know they humiliated you. I know they set you up. I know there were agents there that night when you pointed them out in the crowd. I said, those are the guys that threatened me earlier. And these were hardcore killers, folks. They're shadowing Mike and others that are there. But we appreciate your courage, the same courage you had on 9/11. Mike McCormick, Major Mike McCormick, without, I know you're mad. Earlier you were hot on the phone, Kevin told me, but please, without any language, calmly tell us what happened to you, and we're praying for you.
How you doing, Alex? And hello to the rest of the world. When Alex tells you this is Nazi Germany, you best believe it. Myself, just this past Sunday, I was fortunate enough to meet Alex in New York and tell him exactly my insight to 9/11, being one of the participants that was there 3 hours after the buildings came down. For my efforts from Ground Zero, I'm now permanently ill, and it's just a matter of when it's my time to lay down and take the dirt nap. There's many people that are guilty. One that I brought out into the public light was an executive order to Christy Todd Whitman stating to lie about the air quality, which basically put a death sentence on every responder down there.
Yeah, I forgot. You're one of the heroes that got the documents out to the people. I think now you can probably go public, Mike, and tell folks who you even currently work for, or do you at this time not want to mention that?
I really rather not mention that.
The point is, you're high level, folks, okay? And tell us, we're about to break, and it sounds like you're on a train. I don't want to lose your cell. Tell us what happened to you. Tell us who raided your house.
What had happened was, you know, September, the next morning, September 11th, I was down at Ground Zero, and I was part of the opening ceremony when the flag was brought out with the honor guard. I met every politician, and I had the handshakes and photo ops with them. And I had come down, after seeing you on Saturday, I had gone home for Sunday to see the family in Pennsylvania. And I came back very late Sunday night. And what had happened after going to Ground Zero that Monday, Tuesday morning, I had half a dozen detectives knock on the door, and my tenant had opened the door, and he was outside speaking to them, and I was approached by one of the detectives, and they said, McCormick, don't worry about anything.
We've got a break. It's national radio. These are hard breaks with satellites. We'll be back in 3 minutes. If your cell phone cuts out, we'll call you right back when you get to another cell. I can hear you're on a train. It goes in a tunnel. We'll lose him. We'll be back. Hold your breath, folks. Hope this phone doesn't cut out. Mike, stay there.
It's year after
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Major Mike McCormick is one of the most highly decorated men to be decorated for his actions. Within hours, the buildings collapse. He was there on Ground Zero. As soon as he saw him collapse, he raced to the scene. He went in. He helped save citizens buried in the rubble, firemen, policemen. He is one of their big heroes who they've pushed and shown all over national television. He was there on Monday at Ground Zero with Bush. He was there to honor the dead. But he went public on the weekend talking about how many of the firemen and police and military believe there were bombs. They know the building was aerosolized, how they weren't treated. He helped, and that's been in the news. We were going to set him up this week for the show, leak the information about Christina Todd Whitman ordering the cover-up. So cops, firemen, military, he took one for you, folks, so you get treatment, which they're about to get now, 5 years too late. And here he is, and he just got raided. So there's detectives out front. They want to, quote, search the building for a tenant, but they don't have a warrant, so they want you to sign off on it. We've gotten to that point, Mike. Please continue.
All right, well, you know, always being helpful with the police, because the police are our armed forces to protect us in this country. So one would want to think in a perfect world. But unfortunately, I signed that paper with the purest of intentions to assist them, and I was under the impression they would come in the house and be an over and done deal, because there's actually nothing to hide. And 3 minutes later, As I'm walking out of my office with one of the detectives, I have a federal SWAT team that comes in to do breaches, Kevlar helmets, men in black, and all of a sudden I have 9mm handguns and MP5 machine guns aimed at my head. And I'm hustled out of the building, and all of a sudden these guys are totally going through my house like a cyclone.
Now, Kevin told me that you told him when you called that, and thank God we got your call, somebody come in, that they put guns to your head and threatened to kill you?
No, they didn't threaten to kill me. But, you know, if you have an MP5 machine gun aimed at your head and you're told, don't move, don't move, don't move, I mean, I have high blood pressure. If I would have just dropped from the excitement, I could have got a round right in the head.
Well, I mean, what did they say to you then?
A lot of colorful four-lettered adjectives that, you know, human beings don't speak.
So the classic SWAT team swarm. Don't you bleep or do anything or will blah, blah, blah?
Well, I tell you what happened. They grouped them. They said that there was somebody had complained about the odor of chemicals in the house. And
oh, it was a terror surge. Ah.
Basically something like that. And, I mean, these guys came in not only with the combat gear, but they were wearing Scott air packs. And, you know, it was like a Darth Vader convention for losers. And it wound up. Now, Saturday after meeting you, I had gone home to Pennsylvania to my other residence. And in Pennsylvania, I have a legitimate full-time carry permit for a concealed weapon. And I had taken my mom out to dinner on Sunday night. And subsequently, what I did was when I took her out to dinner, I wasn't comfortable in the restaurant carrying a weapon, so I locked it in the trunk of the car, and I unloaded it and kept the ammo in my pocket. When I got home, I changed clothes, and I knew I had to get down to New York for Ground Zero on Monday. And not thinking that the weapon was still in the trunk, I subsequently went home to New York, and when I took my clothes and other things from the trip out of the car, I seen the weapon. Now, going down to Ground Zero, A, I don't want to carry a weapon down there, and I figured the best and safest place to put it is in the house. Now, normally, if people are traveling out of state for a weapon competition or anything NRA-related, there's a 48-hour window to go through the state. And I wasn't thinking it was...
Let me guess. So now they went in your house, quote, looking for chemicals, and oh, great, we found the military man, the man involved in security. Oh, my gosh, he has a gun in his house. Are they charging you with something?
They're charging me with possession of a weapon, a misdemeanor in the fourth degree.
So this is how it works. This is how it works. This is why I'm against these permits, folks. They selectively enforce. They use things against you. They trick their way into the house, which is why I would never say yes when they don't have a warrant. They get in there without a warrant. They put guns to his head. They find his gun, unloaded gun, and now they're charging you. That won't hold up in court. Why do you think they're so angry at you?
Well, I think the possibility of the anger is because I'm tired of seeing military people die. You met Dave on Saturday night. This is a National Guardsman that spent time in the Gulf and down at Ground Zero.
David Miller, he's been given 3 more months to live. His teeth are all falling out. He coughs up blood when he talks.
That's correct. And this is a guy that I look at as, this is the true, as Tom Hanks portrayed in World War II, this is the new Band of Brothers. And I am not as sick right now as a lot of guys are. And what I've been doing in my time is advocating, taking these guys to doctor's appointments because they're too sick. And it doesn't matter. I have guys and friends that are federal officers, New York City police officers, state troopers, firemen, construction workers, EMS personnel, all walks of life. I'm non-denominational, and I take care of any 9/11 victim to the best of my ability.
Do you think they raided you because they're mad that you helped get the documents out that are exposing Christina Todd Whitman?
I believe so, because when I had gone to the precinct and I was processed and out in an hour and a half.
Did any of the police, not the feds, but did any of the New York cops apologize to you? They all know who you are.
The detective that arrested me told me he actually seen my photo in New York Newsday that just that past Wednesday. He knew that I was a ground zero hero. And the bottom line is, finding that weapon unloaded, running the numbers, knowing the gun was legal, if he was a decent human being, what he could have done was said, give me $25, I'm going to mail it to your house in Pennsylvania where it's legal, you have your permit, you have your bill of sale, you own the weapon.
Yeah, and see, they claim with these things, oh, you got 48 hours.
What he could have done was FedExed it to a friend of mine that's a gun dealer that lives 20
now,
minutes.
Mike, let me just say this. This is how all this works. In Texas, you can't even drive to a shooting range with your gun. They claim it's up to their discretion. You see, we're not in a free country anymore, and this is how they get good people. They make normal things illegal. Did you hear Greg Palast, BBC reporter, has a terrorism charge against him, and he's on the run right now because he went and videotaped a FEMA camp and a power plant?
Well, I tell you, unfortunately in Great Britain, I myself being Irish-American,
happening now here, though, sir. Greg Palast was here.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm just saying, for instance, on a parody, in Great Britain, the Terrorism Act, you can be held without any notification to anybody, and they can extradite you anyway. This is like part of this New World Order.
Did you ever say shame on you to any of these police?
I said shame on all of them. I said, you know something? Yesterday I was recognized as a national hero, and what you did, knowing I have a legitimate handgun, and it was brought home by accident. I should have been able to use a 48-hour window to bring it back home that day, but they chose to humiliate me. And in my neighborhood, everybody looks at me crooked when I go out of the house now. They used to have an elementary school bus stop in front of my house. That has since moved, and basically, I'm probably on the 10 most wanted list, and I like to use colorful four-letter adjectives, but they basically flush my life down the toilet for no reason whatsoever.
Well, this is the pressure. They were hoping to find something else. How long were they ransacking your home?
I would say a good 2-3 hours. Because I had been taken to the precinct, but those guys were still there. I mean, for all intent purposes, they could have planted other stuff there, and they could be coming back for a return trip.
You better tear that place apart.
I mean, for all intent purposes, my phone and computer has traps on them. I mean, they had all the time in the world to do what they wanted to do.
Now I want to break and do one more segment with you, and I want to know how we can help you, but you pointed out some agents at the back, and I went, oh my gosh, those are the same people that walked up to me and threatened me. Who were those feds that were in the audience?
I don't know what agency that they're from. However, I've seen them get out of their Ford Crown Victoria, which is not the best car for road operations. And putting the jacket on, you know, you can't tell, but seeing the little tiny gold badge, I kind of got a dirty look when I went up on the stage. But, you know, the only way to protect yourself is coming out and becoming public. Public knows.
That's right. Stay there. Stay there, Mr. McCormick. Stay there. Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Major Mike McCormick, one of the first responders there at Ground Zero, now going public about him breathing all the poisons and toxins and not being treated, and his concern that 9/11 could be an inside job, and stating that most firemen and police now know that. When we witnessed that on the streets, he gave some speeches. There were some spooks in the crowd a few days later after he'd been at Ground Zero during the memorial service on national television. They then raided his house. How many feds were in the federal SWAT team?
I'd say a good dozen, possibly 15.
Now, there's another story to this. There's more to this. When we interviewed you, and it's been on the news, that you've been to Fort Detrick, Maryland, in chemical biological response, that you know that's what you do in the military, that's what you do in your Homeland Security roles. They were even trying to, you told me during the break, pull something on you for your diploma and your gas mask and things like that that you teach in school to police.
You know, it just gets more bizarre as it goes, Alex.
What were they saying to you? Tell us.
For one, I started emergency services, and I'm doing it for 30 years. Down at Ground Zero, I was a captain with the Civil Air Patrol, and subsequently I went to another agency, became a major with the United States Disaster Relief Command, of which I had sent them in this morning a letter of resignation of my commission because I'm disgusted with the way I was treated. And what happened when these SWAT guys went in the house, they came out and they were harassing me. What are you doing with the gas mask? What are you doing with mop gear? Mop gear is biochemical response protective gear. And meanwhile, within eyes view, hanging on the wall, is a diploma from Fort Detrick and Aberdeen Proving Ground, where I took a course teaching medical management of biological and chemical casualties. Those who I teach have been federal agents, regular cops, EMS providers, basically anybody with a Homeland Security background.
The point is, they came into your house looking for anything and everything. Now, they said they were looking, quote, because of a chemical smell, of course made up. They didn't even have a warrant, got you to sign off on it, and then acted like that. Break it down for us. Did any of them ask you if you were a terrorist? Did any of them bring that up?
They didn't bring that up, and they made it sound like not exact as to what kind of chemicals they were looking for, and my tenant gave them a hard time. Might have gave them a hard time. And he was taken to federal jail, and nobody's heard from him since.
Unbelievable.
I mean, this guy, I notified this guy's family, because regardless of what these guys said he did or might have did, the bottom line is, I have no knowledge of it. Therefore, I'm not going to condemn or condone anything that might or might not have happened. But with everything that's gone on so far, I find it very easy for the government to manipulate anything that they want to get the end result that they want.
Yeah, that they probably got him right now leaning on him to say some lie about you, Mike.
Well, as I said, Alex, my life's an open book. I mean, you know, September 14th, I seen the president come down to Ground Zero, and before firemen started telling me, and dozens of firemen were telling me that they've heard numerous secondary explosions all over the building, these guys are seasoned firefighting professionals. A lot of them have military backgrounds, and they're not stupid. So if these guys are telling me that they're secondaries, I have to believe it. And the thing is, I believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt. With the document of Christy Todd Whitman being ordered to lie about the air quality. Now, the main reason to lie about air quality was so the Taliban and whoever else would do the United States harm would not know the extent of the damage at Ground Zero. Try that. A totally ridiculous use of a secret, because every single television station in the world was playing the loop of the buildings coming down. Everybody on the planet knew that the World Trade Center was not only hit, it was totally wiped out.
Let's do a few more minutes on the other side. Major Mike McCormick, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Major Mike McCormick doesn't want to talk about what his main role is right now, not in the military, but with the federal government. But Mike, if people go research your name online, they can find out who you are. Why at this time are you not wanting people to know what agency you're with?
Well, other ramifications, as it is, I'm sure my chances for future federal employment are shot to hell. And at this point, I am concerned about what I say for my own personal safety and the safety of my family.
No, that makes sense. That's why they're so scared of you, though, is the position you're in, and I just can't say any more about it. We'll just write the report, emergency worker, and what happened. Mike, there was one other thing you wanted to add. Go ahead.
Folks, let me tell you, for one, you would think that the federal agencies that are out to protect you are, and they're not, because I'll just go, for instance, Detective Zadroga from New York City, who passed away. This is a guy who just took a baby bottle out to feed his child died from respiratory problems. Now, United in New York, we are amongst the most sophisticated hub of medical facilities in the world. And the only thing that we didn't have is a country that cared and politicians that cared. And the deceit of the federal government, Detective Zadroga, one of his duty assignments was the Fresh Kills landfill. And I've heard many cops say this, that the federal offices had more than super adequate protection. That tells me that they knew what the threat was. And when New York City police officers had inadequate protection, they allowed to let these New York City police officers get sick and are subsequently allowing them to die. So in no short terms, these guys basically assisted in their murders. These guys are nothing but accomplices. How can you work besides a police officer knowing that the protection that he has will not protect him? I mean, that's unconscionable.
Major Mike McCormick, let me ask you a question. Talking to firemen, police, military people, rescue workers like yourself, what percentage believe there's a 9/11 cover-up, and what percentage, a dead reckoning estimation, believe it's an inside job?
I would say 75 or better, with another 10 really sitting on the fence because they just don't want to believe that the government could be so diabolical. But, you know, the one thing that the Patriot Act doesn't do is take care of its patriots. You know, we learn at a very young age, the Minutemen from 1776, these were the guys that came to the country's aid in a moment's notice. The Ground Zero responders were just that in 1979, 1998, 1993, and subsequently 2001. These are the guys that came at a moment's notice, went into harm's way for the American people and their country, and they've been abandoned. They're sick, they're abandoned, they can't work, they're abandoned, they have no form of income, they're losing their homes, they're losing every sense of dignity that they have, and they're just, the government, I believe, is just hoping that these people will just die and go away because they don't want to foot the bill. Meanwhile, the country is always the most generous in the world, giving out hundreds of million dollars at a clip.
It's billions.
Billions. Ten times a year you hear this. You know, we'll give Israel all their military stores. They'll go fight Hezbollah. And at the very end, who has to pay for the mop-up in Lebanon? We're paying for it. So we pay for the weapons to shoot at Lebanon.
Well, the government, as you know, prints the money out of nothing. They could have given you the money. There was a fund to help the emergency workers, and they just didn't care. But you watch a lot of the, but that's a key thing you just said. You're saying 75% of the firefighters and police, and that's about the number I got being there, believe it is an inside job or believe that there's a cover-up?
Well, there's a lot of guys that believe that, and within our own circles, we'll discuss it. However, there's been numerous threats to most of the guys in most of the agencies that if they open their mouth, their pensions are at risk, or whatever health benefits they have left are at risk. I mean, this is really Nazi Germany.
So you would say 75% believe there's a cover-up or inside job, and then another 10% are on the fence, and so that leaves, I guess, about 15% that will believe the official story.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of Forrest Gumps in the world that just can't comprehend it. And, you know, it's not their fault that they're not analytical enough to see the pieces of the puzzle coming together in a rapid succession. I mean, the picture can't be any brighter.
It's pretty darn clear, isn't it?
You know, I don't... It's like one of those Bugs Bunny cartoons with the Roadrunner. You don't have to get shot with an Acme rocket to know it's coming at you.
It's amazing. Well, how can we help you, Major Mike McCormick? I mean, how do we help you fight these charges? How do we help you? I mean, number one, they tricked them. Why did you? They didn't have a warrant. Why did you sign it?
I'm sorry?
I mean, I'm not criticizing you. I know you're trusting, but I mean, if they don't have a warrant, why did you sign it? Because if they'd have forced their way in there, you know, finding your handgun would have been inadmissible.
Well, let me tell you, Alex, for one, I didn't even think of it. And even if I did think of it, I mean, I came out and told them that it was there. One thing, the Suffolk County, New York police, they have the finest integrity that I know, and the local law enforcement treated me like a gentleman, and I was in and out of the precinct process in less than an hour and a half.
Well, who was it that took you there then?
No, the local police took me there because it was determined that it was a local charge. However, I think that they were basically conned into going along with it. And
Do you think they even knew? Because the mere fact that the SWAT team showed up 15 minutes after you signed the letter letting them in.
Actually,
let me just finish this. Did the local police act like they were shocked to see the SWAT team?
No, they weren't. But, you know, in general, I mean, the local police could be told what to do. I mean, local police out in Fresh Kills were allowed to inhale poisonous fumes for God knows how long and to die. So I look at the way the feds work as that local law enforcement is expendable.
Well, it certainly is. Yeah, those huge landfills with police guarding them, with all the heavy moving equipment out there huffing it right out there in your area. And I guess they'll probably just snort big lines of it and thank the feds and watch the feds drag their kids off to FEMA camps, probably. There's probably no end to how gullible and pathetic we've gotten.
You know, it's funny you bring up FEMA camps because a friend of mine just happens to be in construction.
That's right. You mentioned that. I never got that in the interview with you. Tell us about the FEMA camps.
My friend actually built one in Washington, D.C. in the basement of the D.C. Metro Police Department. And one or two more in the greater New York City area. And it was amazing that they'll take a vacant factory building and turn it into a prison.
Are you talking about Pier 57?
I'm sorry?
Pier 57, the giant bus terminal they've turned into a camp.
I'm unaware of the exact locations. I know where one is in Brooklyn, off Coney Island, but the other ones I'm not privy to. And the thing is, I don't want to be privy to, because for all intents and purposes, I don't want to be a resident.
Well, did you hear that? I mean, this goes back to it. Greg Palast went and covered a FEMA camp. And he went and covered the power plant right next to it, and they've got arrest warrants out for terrorism for a BBC reporter in the U.S. covering things that anybody can drive by and look at. I mean, folks, that's how bad it's getting in this country. They're arresting people for suing the government now and giving them 5 years in prison, calling it paper terrorism. I mean, God, this is not land of the free, home of the brave anymore. This is land of the Nazis. We just lost his phone. We were connected for 44 minutes. Calling back so we can say bye to him. That's a pretty good sell. My crummy cell phone won't stay connected more than 10. Oh, man. It's just every day. Oh, we've got... Folks, it's no secret who Mike McCormick is. I don't know why he doesn't want to tell you exactly what he does for the military. But it's been on the news who he is and what he does for the military. But I guess he just doesn't want to bring it up here. Dakota, somebody's, and again, that's how ridiculous this is. When he's not on duty, he can't even have a gun. And he's got one in Pennsylvania at his other house, and then but you're allowed to have it for 48 hours in New York, but they selectively enforce and don't care, and they've charged him. But all that's a side issue. They tricked him into letting him in, and you know, he did the right thing and said, "Oh, I've got my gun," and the gun's unloaded, and it doesn't matter. See, this is land of the cowards, home of the slaves, land of no Second Amendment. And they have got these mindless guys that are on power trips. Their whole life is put on a black mask and feeling tough. And you know, they got devil tattoos all over them, most of them. And most of them are military wash-ups to begin with. And they just go join these teams and raid houses with old ladies asleep in the middle of the night and gun them down. Hear about it every 2 days. And I've got some family. It's pretty distant, but not too distant in Houston. Went in the house, wrong house. There was a disturbance in the building, gunned a lady down. It's just incredible. Mike, your cell cut out. Well, listen, you're a good guy, and I appreciate your patriotism and your courage going public on 9/11 and your courage to go public about the documents from Christina Todd Whitman, and now you're paying for it, but you're going to get a lot of men and women medical treatment. You're a hero, and, you know, heroes who hit the wire first always take a lot of heat. But we're here suffering with you, my friend, and the reward is much greater down the road. And like you said, you're already, you know, pretty sick. A lot of your buddies are taking dirt naps now, and we're all going to take a dirt nap someday. And you know, I hope to see you in heaven, my friend. And we're here to support you. We want to have you back on as this develops. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, one, if there's any attorneys listening in New York, I can definitely use legal help. As you know, resources are very slim. And for one, the one saving grace is allowing cameras in the courtroom. And at my court date, I would invite somebody from your agency to come up there and show the United States court system in operation. I mean, there's no better accolade to prove it, what's going on, than seeing it firsthand.
Do you want to give out your home phone number? Do you want to give out an address? We have a lot of listeners in New York who can support you.
Sure. My home number is 631-886-1622. And I thank you for your time, and I want everybody in the listening audience to know one thing. Edmund Burke had said years ago that the only way evil can triumph is for good people to do nothing. Let us all make sure this country remains land of the free and home of the brave.
Give us your phone number two more times, please.
My home number is 631-886-1622. Once again, that's area code 631-886-1622.
All right, Mr. McCormick, God bless you. Godspeed. Stay in touch. You've got my cell phone number. Do you have it, or I give it to you during this break?
No, I have your number. You just got to clear your phone calls. I tried getting you.
I know. I've got like 30 of them on there I got to listen to. I apologize. I lost the charger while I was in New York, and I got back in the middle of the night yesterday, and I was exhausted, and everything else happened.
Heroes are popular guys.
Well, listen, I'm not a hero. I'm doing my job just like you, but you are a hero, my friend. So, your best guess is you got raided because you're an outspoken critic of the toxic dust that everybody breathes and what the Bush administration and others are doing?
I believe so. I mean, if they were actually looking for my tenant, he was already outside, could have been handcuffed, end of story. And when they asked to go in and look at the house, I had no qualm about it. No sooner did I sign the okay, 3 minutes later, I had a complete SWAT breach team come into my home and aim automatic weapons at my head.
Oh, it was 3 minutes later. Okay. Well, I mean, did you ever tell the SWAT team guys, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah, of course I did. Well, they came out acting like good cop, bad cop, but it was a very poor rendition because it was just bad cop, bad cop. And they're saying, what are you doing with gas masks? What are you doing with this? What are you doing with that? And I said, what are you, a moron? And then they said, are you making chemicals out in your backyard? And I said, why would I be doing that? Or how would I be doing that? And they pointed at my barbecue. Let everybody know you can be locked up for criminal possession of a barbecue grill.
Hey, I've seen them SWAT team somebody on videotape, my film brother Tyranny, for having jumper cables, and they held it up on news and said, look, pipe bombs. And the general public probably bought it. Mike McCormick, we'll all pray for you. We salute you. We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, Alex, you take care.
God bless. What a great guy.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free.
All right, folks, we're back live. This is the day of computer errors. But I do want to thank all of you for joining us today. I will, of course, be back this evening from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time and back tomorrow from 11 to 2. I hope to see all of you coming up, and that is going to be this evening, 7 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. The doors will open at about 6. They have little pre-shows they play, usually have some ridiculous stuff. But starting about 6:40 or so, Graham Reynolds will start playing with a few members of his group some of the original score of Terror Storm. Then at around 7:15, I'll give a 20-minute speech. I will then show Terror Storm, almost 2 hours long. Then we'll take questions at the end. They have food. They have drinks. They have ice cream, you name it. It's a really nice movie theater stadium seating. And there are some tickets left at InfoWars.com right now. And I hope you will visit InfoWars.com. And I hope that you will go to the site and link through the Alamo Draft House and get the tickets for this evening. They'll hold back about 20 for, you know, they're in the last hour. So at about, I think it told me at 6 p.m., you can start buying the 20 tickets they hold back. Don't ask me why they do that. They do that. So it's very close to selling out right now for the tickets you can buy online, but you can still buy them at the door. And then you can buy them, the 20 they hold back at 6 p.m. So I hope to see everybody out there. Bring your friends and family. Educate them. It's my best film yet. If you want to get a hard copy of it on DVD, visit InfoWars.com. And you can get a DVD of Terror Storm with the 66 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium out in Los Angeles, California. I didn't really get into the Montreal shooting. It's just another one of these little devil worshippers. Just like the kid up in Minnesota, just like Columbine, and that was an inside job, by the way. A lot of evidence it was an inside job in Minnesota. I don't know about this yet. But Columbine's conclusive, and then it looks like there's some inside job connections in Minnesota, though it looks like it also is just as likely it could be a copycat. This may be a copycat. Same thing, black trench coat, mohawk, Heil Hitler, let's shoot some people. And this is just the same thing that happens over and over again. And I just wondered in Columbine why they're yelling Heil Hitler and they're Jewish. But, and of course, they reported all these other guys in black masks running around. The SWAT team stayed outside for 4 hours and 15 minutes. But we didn't have a lot of time to get into that today. I just want you to know we are starting to have an effect. We are winning this fight. That's the reason they have an arrest warrant out for BBC reporter, London Guardian reporter, journalist Greg Palast for videotaping a FEMA camp in an adjacent ExxonMobil facility. Just in America, pull up and interview people and shoot shots of the smokestacks over the FEMA camp. And they've got a terrorism charge against him for videotaping. This isn't a game. And Major Mike McCormick, who works high level in the federal government, he decided to go public. He'd been criticizing the dust the last few months. Then he went public about 9/11. He just said, I can't. He knows a lot more than he even said in that speech. Gosh, the stuff he saw, the things he knows. That's why they're scared of him. And then he's a type of person they might kill. They like to kill their own people because they care so much about you. I mean, hell, they'll take a young army man and put him in a chamber and nerve gas him for fun. Project Shad, then I mean, what will they do? They love how naive we are, how they abuse us, how we'll put up with all of it. They can always find a new crop of idiots to dress up in black and go abuse patriots, and then later those guys in black will be abused too. It's like Hitler going after the SA with his SS. People don't know history, so they are doomed and bound to repeat it, but history shows that highly motivated minorities can take countries back. A highly motivated minority of evil people have taken over this country. And we are now trying to take it back from them. All right, I hear the music. So I will go ahead and punch out of here. I love you all. I appreciate you all. God bless you. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Get out there and resist tyranny. Get out there and let these thugs know that they can't get us all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.